Alright, so this is the little Owlrelly USB voice recording device. It's like a dictaphone, effectively, and it's a tiny little thing that is no bigger than a USB pen. And hopefully, you can hear me quite well. I'm recording this in the car, and what I'm going to do now is shove the Owlrelly USB voice recorder into the top of the sun visor. So I'll put that in there. Hopefully now I am totally hands-free and could start driving, and you'll hear me quite well. This is recording directly into WAV format, so it doesn't record directly into MP3, unfortunately, but you can easily convert it if you wish. They sell it as obviously a tiny little dictaphone you can record things on, audio conversations obviously, or speeches, or if you're in a lesson you can maybe record what the teacher's saying or the lecturer is saying if you're at university or college. It's also, you can, because of the size of the thing, people will easily mistake this for a USB pen. To all intents and purposes, it looks like a USB pen. There's a flashing red light that's on there now and that shows you that it's recording, and you literally just flick a little switch on the bottom and it will start and stop the recording. When you turn it off, which is, there's only two positions on this switch, on and off. On starts the recording and off stops the recording. Now there's various different types of these Owlrelly USB voice recorders. This is the 8GB version, and that can record around 36 hours of audio. That obviously, you're dependent on the battery. That will last a lot less than the 36 hours. It takes around 3 hours to charge the battery, and then you've got however long the battery will last for. I'll put this into the review because I don't honestly know that, to be honest. So it will record in 512 kilobits a second audio, and you can convert that into MP3. So you can also format it and use it as a USB pen if you wish. So it's got a dual purpose. You can record audio on it very easily, or you can just use it as an 8GB memory stick if you wish and stick it into your USB port, where of course it will also charge your voice recorder as it's plugged in. There's a little manual that comes in the box. There's also a little lanyard loop, so you can put it onto your keys and you can have it with you at all times. Obviously there's also a little cap on the top of the USB port itself. The USB port is kept free from dust using that cap, but I think, to be honest, you're going to lose that cap very easily. It's I think I've seen USB pens in the past where you get a USB cap, and to be honest, that cap will disappear. So the according to the manual I've just found out, you can record 13 hours with this battery, so I can waffle on for 13 hours once I've fully charged the device itself. So 3 hours to charge, 13 hours to record, and that's 36 hours of actual storage capacity. So although your battery is going to run flat before that 36 hours is complete, if you've got it plugged into a portable charger, you can leave it plugged in for 36 hours, 3 days of solid recording. So that's pretty good, I must admit. So it's not 3 days, is it? It's 12 times 3. No, it's not quite 3 days. 3 days would be 72 hours, wouldn't it? 2 days is 48, so it's a day and a half of audio recording. So if you also, obviously they do market it as a bit of a spy thing, so you can leave it on the side and have it record whatever happens. So you can maybe leave it in somebody's house, leave it in somebody's car, leave it anywhere, and then come back to it a day and a half later, or 13 hours later if you're not having it plugged in, and it will you can see the results. So hopefully you can hear an example of the audio quality here. I'm about 10-20 centimeters away from the microphone. It's just literally, I've shoved it into the sun visor at the top of the car, on the roof of the car, and I'm just talking into it normally as if I'm on my hands-free kit. So you can hopefully hear the audio quality. I'm going to put this on cool smartphone, probably convert it into MP3 because it's going to be huge otherwise, and you can listen to that and judge for yourself on whether it's worth getting this. But it's available on Amazon. Everything will be detailed in the web, in the actual review itself, and hopefully you won't have to listen to me waffle on too much longer.